This is a PT Puntcast special report. For this special report, we bring in one of our former guests, Eric Vidoni, a PT PhD. Eric's a research assistant professor in the Department of Neurology at the University of Kansas Medical Center. His research focuses on using brain imaging and other techniques to quantify change in brain health and ability to be independent as we age or develop Alzheimer's disease. We bring Eric in to respond to a new study that was just released by the British Medical Journal. The title is Dementia and Physical Therapy, Trial of Moderate to High Intensity Exercise Training for People with Dementia, a Randomized Control Trial. There's been a lot of internet talk about the results of this study. Eric, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Eric, give everybody a brief background of what you do. What's your wheelhouse?
So we do a lot of community-based exercise trials, both for Alzheimer's prevention and Alzheimer's treatment over at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
And your background is a PT with a PhD in what?
Rehabilitation science. I actually did my PhD work on stroke and motor learning, but transitioned to dementia when I wanted to learn more about brain imaging, and we've been doing the exercise stuff ever since.
Got it. You guys do a lot of work with brain imaging and what exercise actually does to the human body, specifically the brain, and all of a sudden this study from Oxford University just dropped. It was released on the Telegraph, and the first paragraph kind of makes PTs say, what? It says, exercise does not slow down mental decline and may even make dementia worse, a new study suggests. And you took a look at the study. What's this thing actually say?
It was really well designed, really well thought out, a lot of statistical control, a lot of thoughtfulness. They even interviewed caregivers, persons with dementia, PTs, as they designed the intervention. So it's an excellent study, really well done. They did a four-month intervention, aerobic exercise and strengthening, and then measured cognitive change at 6 months and 12 months as people were supposed to continue to be independent in exercise. It was in mild to moderate dementia, which I want to hone in on there because they're not breaking down the different types of dementia. As we know, there's over 100 different types of dementia. There's five big ones, and it doesn't look like they really went too deep into that. So that could be one problem. So what they ended up finding was that there was really no benefit in any of the things they measured, whether it was quality of life, neuropsychiatric concerns, caregiver burden, ADLs, and most importantly, to people who do this kind of work, cognition. And in fact, one of the headlines is, you know, it might make it worse, right? The group that did the strengthening exercises and aerobic exercise did a little bit worse on their 12-month cognitive testing. So that's the bottom line there. It was interesting. So the funder actually stipulated they could only do 4 months of exercise, but then they measured at 6 months and 12 months, theoretically when people are doing it on their own, but you know how people are. They don't do it on their own.
Yeah. We do.
So, you know, it was sort of short. One of the studies, one of the really great studies that's come out for people without dementia in the last couple of years took a year to really change hippocampal volume in healthy older adults. So you can imagine you'd probably need significant amount of exercise to change up someone whose hippocampus is atrophying.
Sure.
The other thing that I wish that they would do, and they didn't measure real fitness. So one of the things that we think is going on is you got to actually bump your fitness if you want to see brain change. Like, not just can you walk a little bit farther than the 6 minute walk, but is your VO2 max higher? And we really think you got to really challenge your body. Well, they didn't measure that, so it would be hard to know what happened there.
Right. It was released in the British Medical Journal. That's BJM.com. Title is Dementia and Physical Activity, Trial of Moderate to High Intensity Exercise Training for People with Dementia, a Randomized Control Trial. So does this beg further study? Is this going to be a game changer for physical therapy and rehabilitation of persons with dementia?
I don't think it should. I mean, I think it is consistent with what we've found, which is one, that once someone's entering into significant decline in their ability to do things, which we would call dementia, it's really hard to pull them back out of that. We don't see drugs that work particularly well. All the drugs that we've been trying the last 10 or 15 years have failed. I don't think we've had a drug approved for Alzheimer's in 11 years now. Exercise hasn't shown great benefit. We didn't see it when we published a year ago. Some other studies have shown that. So I think it's kind of par for the course. And I think that the claiming that it might make the cognitive symptoms worse, I wouldn't put too much stock in that. I've not seen that before. So you'd have to see some replication before.
And this is the thing you do. I just want to reiterate for the audience. This is the thing that you do.
Yes. Right. We measure cognition. We measure it before and after exercise. The importance of healthy behaviors and exercise and all the things that we do as PTs is still relevant. Just because this one trial showed something, I don't know that we should throw out the baby with the bathwater. There's so much value in thoughtful, appropriate exercise for individuals. They're interested in cognition, and that's important, but there's also a lot of other things that come along with physical exertion and by PT.
Again, one study. And you're saying this is not groundbreaking. This is not going to change the course of how persons with dementia are treated.
I hope not. I mean, I hope that we continue to see value in physical therapy interventions for people with dementia, whether that's as a, you know, cardiopulmonary, or people with Alzheimer's, we know, lose bone faster. So we want to continue to kind of keep their bones healthy, their muscles healthy. There's a lot of wonderful things that come along with exercise. And right. I would be very surprised if it was replicated that it actually made cognitive performance worse.
Gotcha. Excellent. All right. Well, I just wanted to bring you on because I kind of wanted to calm the audience down just a little bit, because I saw a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook groups specifically running around a little bit like Chicken Little saying the sky is falling. And I said, you know what? Let's just get to the bottom line. And I appreciate you taking the time out on this Friday night to do that quick so we can get it turned around for the audience.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jimmy.
This is a PT Punkcast special report, brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing, the leader in travel PT staffing. Look, if you're a PT and you want to be a PT somewhere else in the 50 United States, you need to go to Aureus. That's AureusMedical.com. Finding positions in all 50 states is what they do. Plus, to you, the PT, it doesn't cost anything. Find out where they have positions that you want to go online at AureusMedical.com. The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.